This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This may be the day, the very day, that you first hear the name of the man who could wind up as the next Treasury Secretary of these United States. Steve Mnuchin is the name. His unpaid position at the moment is as National Finance Chairman for the Donald J. Trump for President campaign. That title, though, tells you only a tiny bit about who Mr. Mnuchin is. Max Abelson fills in some of the gaps in a piece out in the new Bloomberg Business Week. Max, it's good to talk to you.
So glad to be back.
Who is this guy? He kind of came out of political nowhere, right?
Man, he sure did. But Steven Mnuchin's been around. I mean, this guy has had basically like the most prestigious career. I was thinking that if I was like creating a character for a novel, you know, it would be like him. His dad was a Goldman Sachs partner. He went to Yale, where incidentally he drove a Porsche.
Nice.
He went to Goldman Sachs and made partner. This guy ran hedge fund money for George Soros and Eddie Lampert, his old Yale roommate.
Yeah.
Not only did he invest in Hollywood blockbusters, but he bought a bank. In the meantime, no politics experience at all. And this is the man we're talking about who's now in charge of fundraising money for Donald Trump.
And he basically stumbled into that gig, too.
Stumbling is not too stretch, you know, not too far off. He was going to go to a dinner party downtown in April, but he was invited last minute to Trump Tower for the New York primary victory night. He bumps into Trump. Trump invites him up on stage. He sees this crowd. He's like, wow, this is amazing. The next day, Donald Trump invites him to be his national finance chairman. And that's the very important job that he has today.
And he gets the job. He walks in the door. He's got basically no staff. He's got no political fundraising network, neither he nor Mr. Trump. How does he do what he had been tasked to do then?
The first thing to know about the way Donald Trump is raising money and what his machine looks like is that it looks nothing like fundraising machines, either Republicans in previous years or what he's up against with Hillary Clinton, who spent decades cultivating this incredible network of donors. Now, that doesn't mean Donald Trump wouldn't like to be making getting a lot of money from rich people. In fact, that's what his strategy entails. But in order to do that, what Steven Mnuchin is doing, Zach Mitre, my colleague, and I wrote about in Business Week, is that they're basically doing like a classic Trump move. You know, in the same way that Trump would rely on other people to make like the cologne or the condos that he would then say, these are Donald Trump products. That's kind of what they're doing with the fundraising machine. It's basically the RNC's machine that Donald Trump is relying on in a way that we've never seen before.
They are putting the Trump brand on it, which is what Trump has done his whole career.
That's exactly right. Just like Trump's Success cologne, which I own, incidentally.
What does it smell like? Is it any good?
It's terrific. It smells like success.
All right. You have quotes throughout this piece in which Mnuchin's friends basically say, I have no idea what he's doing, this man. He's got no political experience, no nothing. And you came up with a line. You figured it out. It is for him the trade of a lifetime. Explain that.
You know, if you were to look at the way statisticians look at this election, the chances given to Donald Trump are not great for making the White House. Let's call it 25% is the shot he's given right now, if we were to just pick a number.
Mm-hmm.
On Wall Street, though, those aren't terrible odds if the payoff is golden. And for Steven Mnuchin, I think it's fair to say, at least the theory that's running around New York and L.A. among the set that knows him, is that this guy has spotted an opportunity. And he, it's going to cost him a couple months of work. And look, people might be clucking their tongues, but if Steven Mnuchin makes it into a job like Treasury Secretary, the quote he gave us is, people won't be asking why he took this job.
Max Abelson in Bloomberg Business Week this week, along with Zach Mitre, the other guy on the byline, about Steve Mnuchin, the guy raising money for Donald Trump. Max, thanks very much.
That's so my pleasure.